Yeah. Recognise that sound? Well, Nokia has relaunched its iconic 3310 more than a decade after it was phased out. The revamped version will allow web browsing, but fans of the original will be pleased to hear that Snake, the game, and its distinctive ringtones are back. Fevzi Turkarp is from GadgetDetective.com and hosts our regular tech phone-in.
A lot of people have very fond memories of it. I mean, it sold 126 million handsets between 2000 and 2005. So there's a lot of people who owned it. It was the first mass market mobile phone, and at the time it cost just under £130. And before that, mobile phones tended to be a lot more expensive. So there's a lot of people who owned it. There were a lot of things they liked about it. It had the snake game on it, which the new one also has. Also incredibly tough. There was a sort of industry joke that if you drop a smartphone on the ground, you break the screen. If you drop a Nokia 3310 on the ground, you break the ground. It's a very tough phone, and indications are that the new one will be hopefully equally tough.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, it replaced the LM Ericsson, if people have that memories that go back that far. And there are one or two people who, I would say, have kept their Nokia 3310s as well, maybe using them, although the world of phone technology, telecommunications, has moved on. It's not a smartphone, is it?
No, it's what's called a feature phone, which is a mobile that's not smart. So it doesn't have the same range of apps. It doesn't have a really big screen. It's a phone that makes phone calls and text messages, and it does more. I mean, this new model, by the way, has a camera on the back, so it's not quite as pure as the old one. But, you know, for some people, that's great. I mean, first of all, it gives you great battery life. I mean, you can have a month on standby with this phone, which you won't get out of any smartphone, for example. It is tough. It's easy to use, and there's lots of people who struggle still with smartphones. You know, older people, all sorts of people struggle and just want a basic phone. And the reception on a non-smartphone can be markedly better than a smartphone because there's more room to put a decent aerial inside it. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to this.
Can it last, though? Can our love affair for a phone like this last in a market, a fast-moving market, where you never know what's around the corner?
No. I mean, look, at the same time as this, the Nokia brand launched a company called HMD Global, who has the rights to the Nokia name and employs a lot of old Nokia people, by the way. They've launched three Android smartphones as well, very nice phones. But had they just launched that, no one would have paid any attention. But when you say, oh, we're bringing back the Nokia 3310, they've got a lot of attention. So people will buy this out of nostalgia. They'll buy it as a backup phone, a festival phone, a holiday phone, a glove box phone, a digital detox phone. You know, there are all sorts of use cases to have a basic second phone that you'll use on occasion. And I think this fits the bill rather nicely.
We all love a bit of nostalgia. For example, when we hear ringtones like this. Yeah, it took you back a little bit, didn't it, Fevzi?
It did.
In order, we heard Hopping Down, Kick, and Playground. Kick, perhaps, was the most annoying phone ringtone ever invented. Still makes me want to lose my mind. Anyway, why do people want the 3310 specifically, though? Is it because it does the job better than other phones? Is it because it's invisible? Or is it perhaps because it's a style icon?
Well, it's certainly got the retro chic to it. So I think it does the job, as I've said. And there is a lot to be said for retro. And this is not the first retro phone, by the way. A year or so ago, Binatone launched a phone called The Brick. And it literally looks like one of the very first generation of phones, which stood about 10 inches tall, had an aerial sticking out of it the size of a human finger, and big chunky buttons, and the sort of thing that you could hit someone with if you were ever accosted. And they sold that, and it was a fully functional mobile phone, even doubled as a Bluetooth loudspeaker. And they were selling that for, you know, a reasonable sum of money as well, and it worked. I think there's definitely a market for retro, but I think also once the retro chic bit has worn off, it will still remain a useful second phone.
Because it does seem to me as if Nokia themselves are hedging their bets by also releasing a smartphone at the same time.
I think they know that the future is not these retro phones. But, you know, there's a lot of love for the 3310, and they're cashing in on it. And as I said, had they so they launched the Nokia 3, the Nokia 5 and the Nokia 6. 4 is an unlucky number in China, so there's no Nokia 4. They launched those, and they're good phones. And by the way, made by Foxconn, who are the same company that manufacture for people such as Apple. So, you know, these can be good quality phones. But had they just said, here are three Android phones, it would have been yawn, even if they're nice phones, because, you know, people are very much used to that. But this has got people's attention, and, you know, then they'll say, oh, by the way, there's these three Android phones as well.
Fevzi Turkarp there. Let's go back to Colin, to the Oscars.